yesterday, there was the kind of the dramatic
conclusion, really.
It was kind of a conclusion
to the saga.
This saga that all started when Kat replied to a DM that someone had sent her asking her to kill some snails for $5,000.
It's a creepy message, true. However, you're going to investigate it when there's a possibility maybe of getting $5,000.
So she purchased one in the hopes that maybe she could just do that and get the $5,000. Now,
honestly, though, it was going to be for show. You bought other shells. That's what you squished. He didn't like it, and then the deal was off.
He didn't know that they were empty shells.
Exactly.
But he didn't like the way I squished it because I used a heel crunch, and he likes a front toe crunch.
Okay. So now, long story short, we have a snail in the office, in Kat and Kelly's office.
She was thrust into snail parenthood.
And for 2 weeks.
The poor thing was just in a jar
of
death.
It was in a vase. It was like a studio apartment. That's really all we had.
I think I might have overfed it just a little bit.
She put half the thing in there.
So we kind of talked about its condition yesterday on the air. It was Bridget, right?
Yes.
Bridget decided, you know what? Hey, listen, I can be the foster. I can be a foster family.
No, she's not going to foster it. She is full on adopting it. And like, we're taking over. She's going to be the new mommy.
Yes.
Yeah. And so
Chris and Tammy were in there. They really wanted it too. Like, people were fighting over Squishy Gary.
And we were being sent pictures of different real estate that Squishy Gary was going to be moving into.
Very impressive aquariums.
So if you follow the Instagram account at Ben and Kelly Show, you'll see that the exchange happened yesterday. Yeah. We gifted the Squishy Gary to Bridget
and her son Kieran.
Here's the thing. So this actually turned out to be a really good story for Squishy Gary because Kat was such an unfit parent and she failed so hard at parenting this snail.
I wasn't much help as the wacky neighbor. I wasn't.
Now Squishy Gary can really live its life and is flourishing.
Oh, he's living his best life.
So happy right now.
So Bentley, what do you think?
It's pretty cool.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Can you tell Ben and Kelly thank you?
Thank you.
Aww. And Kat, because this was ultimately Kat's. Can you tell Kat thank you,
right,
too?
Yeah.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Kat
the
hat.
Thank you, Kat the hat.
Yeah, so
Bentley was the other son. They are so happy.
Talk about some of the Insta stories that you were seeing from Bridget to Count.
Okay, it's not almost embarrassing. It is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Yeah. Because when he lived in our vase, I kept thinking he was dead because he's hiding his little shell all crunched up and smelling bad, which online, that means they're dead.
We were YouTubing. We were smelling him. It wasn't good.
All these things. And then she posts a video and picture, and he's like sprinting around his cage and fully out like the emoji, like the antennas and everything.
Yeah, he literally looks like Gary from SpongeBob.
Well, and he turns into Turbo. I mean, he is like literally moving unlike he ever moved when he was with us.
Oh, yeah. And she commented, like, he's moving around so much. I'm like, okay, excuse me. He's been there for 1 hour.
Yes. Oh, so, he's so happy.
See,
it's
here's
evident.
The thing. Here's the thing. Squishy Gary knew that he was basically sentenced to die as Kat, as his parent.
He could smell fear.
Could.
Yeah.
For sure.
It was not good.
And now it's like a catch and release. It's like he's been freed to live his own life.
Yes.
It's a coming out party
his
for Squishy Gary.
His life is now beginning. He's like Rapunzel getting out of the tower.
Okay, is
he not?
Yes.
I think he is.
There's one thing, though, that she told me that I think is kind of disturbing that we need to touch on. She told me that growing up, she has had pet snails and experience. However, her pet snail was pregnant and gave birth to hundreds of babies. So her and her mother, I guess now Bentley and Kieran's grandma, got overwhelmed by hundreds of snails. So they scraped them off the wall and kind of killed all of these snails. So she's more
she's
of a snail
the
killer
original
than I.
Well, snail squisher.
But so she's a reformed snail killer.
It was, yeah.
So she knows.
It was population control.
Yeah, I don't know. She knows.
And Bridget actually, just texted us.
Yeah. She said Gary's been chilling in the cave, enjoying a buffet of algae, living his best life.
That is fantastic. Yes, it is a glorious cave. I mean, she's got a really nice sized aquarium.
So, this is all just a feel good. She posted on her Insta story, what's the strangest thing you've ever won from the radio station?
A snail.
Yeah. I mean, it's a snail. Yeah. I mean, kind of because even though we didn't really have a contest to give one away, we gave away a snail.
The goldfish, Pac-Man, has a roommate. He's happy.
All right, so there you go. we can finally close this chapter, I think.
We're moving on.
So Bridget's not a snail killer anymore. Bridget's now a great parent, and and he's having the buffet.
And Kat has realized that she's not fit to be a parent for at least another 10 years.
Yeah, we're going to pop the brakes on that.